News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
At the time is 7:50. Politicians who lie about climate change should be treated the same way as TV presenters who grope their colleagues. So says Mike Berners-Lee, professor at Lancaster University and founder of Small World Consulting and author of several books, including his new publication, A Climate of Truth. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Mike. Explain why you're saying this idea that if people are I suppose, climate deniers or climate fudgers or climate misleaders, that they should be treated like kind of social pariahs?
Well, I'm not writing specifically about climate in a way. I'm writing about standards of honesty in our politics, media and business. So what I'm saying is that I actually call for everybody to be treated with respect. But I am saying that if you find just one incidence of a politician in a clear-cut way trying to mislead the public, then that tells you that they're not on your side and they can't be trusted and they're in the wrong job.
And you would extend that to beyond climate issues. For example, supposing they lied or they misled the public on housing targets, that they said one amount of houses was going to be built, but then a different lower amount of houses was actually built and they knew that that was what was happening. Would you view that in the same way?
Yes, I absolutely would. And, you know, I came at the subject of truth from a climate perspective because I've been working on climate for 20 years or so. And if you unpick the reasons why we're not getting where we need to be getting as a global society, it's all got dishonesty at its root. And that's why we need to take it out. But actually, it applies to, you know, all elements of environmental and social issues that we might care about. If somebody's dishonest on one topic, it tells you they don't care about truth for its own sake. And we need to get that out of our politics, because unless we can't do the quality of decision making that we need to do to take us through what is now a rising polycrisis of environmental issues that are going to hit us very, very hard indeed if we don't find a way through it.
This is a nice idea, and I mean that sincerely. I'm not being facetious. This is a nice idea, but it strikes me that it will and cannot happen, because how we elect politicians is by, you know, by general election every number of years, and without sort of them being forced to resign quite regularly, there is a bit of fudging goes on in politics. I say that as somebody who interviews politicians all the time. Spin, I think it was famously coined the term by Tony Blair's government, but. It happens, and it has always sort of existed to some extent. They're selling us something, chiefly themselves. So the idea that we would bin them somehow, how would we practically do it?
Okay, so by being deceitful, I mean trying to make the public believe anything that you don't personally believe yourself, right? That's deceitful. And if a politician does that, it tells you straight away that they're not on your side. If they were trying to persuade you about something that was in your interest, put you in the picture of accurately about what's going on in the world, then and what they believed, then they could say it to you absolutely as it is. So this kind of idea that we've normalised.
But what would we do? Because do you know what I'm thinking of, Mike? And I know we've gone off the climate issue, but I'm thinking of all that kind of spate of politicians, particularly in the UK, who were asked repeatedly, "What is a woman?" and they tied themselves up in knots. I'm like unable to answer the question, which makes me think from what you're saying is, well, then they didn't really know what they believed, or they certainly didn't necessarily believe what they were saying, because if they weren't able to answer a simple question with a simple answer, you know, that strikes me that maybe they were prevaricating for a reason. Like, what do you do in the face of that?
Okay, so in that question about what is a woman, I can sort of imagine that they're desperately trying to be tactful without necessarily trying not to be untruthful. But I'm thinking of clear-cut cases where in my book, I point to lots of examples from the UK especially. But so, you know, somebody says, look, the UK needs to dig lots of new oil and gas out of the North Sea because otherwise our energy prices will go through the roof.
Okay.
And what they actually know is that our energy prices aren't related to how much oil and gas we dig out of the North Sea. That's very clear-cut misleading. And if they do that on just one, one issue, it tells you you can't trust them on anything they say in politics. And we can all help with this on insisting on this higher standard. It's a doable thing. Actually, you can play your part very definitely. You know, the media needs to hold politicians absolutely, you know, their
feet
to the fire,
try.
Basically.
We do try.
Well, thank you. That's good. And you're playing your part, and the public needs to get behind it and insist, because the whole post-truth experiment that's going on, I mean, very, very poisonously.
Yeah.
In the United States at the moment, but we've definitely had, in the UK, we've had our own very serious experiment with it. And we're paying a price for it to some degree, but we haven't got through that experiment yet. And I hope that you in Ireland, you know, I hope that you will absolutely reject post-truth, this idea that we can be just norm, the notion that all politicians lie, it's just how we do life. Is very, very bad for all of us.
Look, thank you.
And yeah, no. It won't help us deal with the environmental crisis.
Look, thank you very much for joining. It's a very interesting perspective. I do think so. That is Professor Mike Berners-Lee, Professor at Lancaster University. Let us know what you think. The post-truth experiment. I like it.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.